Everybody. So tomorrow we know that we are going to observe Tainus Esther, and there is a famous custom that is practiced all over the world already from the days of the Gaonim, that we give Machatzis HaShekel on the afternoon of Tainus Esther before we read the Megillah. So I'd like to spend the next few minutes just trying to understand what exactly this minhag is all about. It stems from a passage in the Maseches Sofrim, where the Maseches Sofrim writes, "Ve'echad va'adar Mashmiim al Hashkalim." The first day of the month of Adar, when they had a Beis Hamikdash, they used to send around messengers to let everybody know that we are now collecting money, we are now collecting the Machatzis HaShekel. Why would they do that? Why was Machatzis HaShekel necessary when we had a functioning Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara explains, because we need to have karbanos that are brought every day on behalf of the entire Jewish people. We need to have a karban tamid shel shachar and a karban tamid shel bein ha'arbayim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And you could not have an individual person who sponsored the entire offering of karbanos for the year. You needed to have that as a collaboration with the entire Jewish people. How do we do that? So we raise money from the entire Jewish community. Everybody gives a machatzis hashekel. And by everybody giving that money, we then figure out how to spend it wisely over the next year. What's important to note is that Machatzis HaShekel wasn't necessarily the same amount of money every year. They made an assessment every year to figure out how many karbanos we need, how much money a karban costs in the current culture and the climate that we're living in, and how much money we're going to actually get from all the Jews that are going to contribute. Unfortunately, not every Jew actually followed the rules and gave, and therefore they had to make an assessment, how much money do we need from each person, and that is the way they allocated the amount that had to be contributed. So that whole campaign began on the first day of Chodesh Adar. V'lama be'echad be'adar, asked the Maseches Sofrim, why did they start this whole process of collecting the money for the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Adar? Shehayat safui v'gali v'yadua lefnei mi sha'amra v'haya ha'olam, because God knew from the outset. Shehayah haman harasha asid lishkol ki karosav al Yisrael. We all knew, and God knew from the beginning of creation, that Haman was going to come and he was going to take out shkalim. He was going to spend a lot of money on trying to destroy the Jewish people. And the fikach, therefore God says, hikdim v'yamar l'moshe shiyu shikle Yisrael kodim l'shikle Haman. God therefore instructs Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, you should take your money and get in there and do something positive before Haman gets involved and does something negative with his money. And therefore he says, Trichim kol Yisrael l'ase shikleim l'fnei Shabbos Zachar, says the Maseches Sofrim, everybody should give it before Parsha Zachar. Va'asur lomar aleim l'shem kofer ela l'shem nedava. He ends off and he says that when giving the Machatzis HaShekel, one has to make sure that they say this is not really to be in the place of a karban, this is not really to be contributed toward the Beis HaMikdash, because nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So what if a person gets up one day and says, you know, I have this beautiful sefer at home, I have this beautiful piece of furniture at home, I have whatever it might be, I want it to go and belong to the Beis HaMikdash, I want it to belong to the property of Hekdash. That's a major problem, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, and now if you're going to have a piece of Hekdash in your house, and somebody's going to go and destroy it, somebody's going to tamper with it, you are being mo'el behegdish. You are stealing from the property of Hegdish. So it's never a good idea. And therefore the Maseches Sofrim writes, even though today we have this practice of giving out Machatzis HaShekel, and when we come to shul tomorrow, most people are going to go to the bima and find the coins that are together and do the Machatzis HaShekel, it warns us from the outset that although it's a very nice minhag, one has to make sure that they don't have in mind that this actually goes for the Machatzis HaShekel in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You have to say, I'm giving this merely as a nedava. I'm giving it as a contribution to tzedakah. It is because of this concern that we are afraid that people are going to actually have in mind for the Beis HaMikdash proper and for the property of Hegdish. It is for this reason that there were many Gaonim who opposed this common practice that we have today of giving Machatzis HaShekel right before Purim. So Rav Amram Gaon was one of those Gaonim who was very opposed to it, and he said, no, you should not be giving a Machatzis HaShekel. He tells us the rule on Purim is, Purim ein la kitzvah. Purim, you should spend as much money as you want, giving away to all the aniyim, helping out everybody who's in need. Right, Rav Amram Gaon, I'm all for that. But when you come to have this practice of Machatzis HaShekel, not at all. Bad idea, says Rav Amram Gaon. Let us not try to get involved in such a nice idea, because perhaps it will lead someone to make a mistake and to give the money with intent that it should go and belong to the Beis HaMikdash, which would be very problematic. So why do we give this money? Obviously, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, our money that we're giving before Purim is not at all being spent on offering karbanos. So what exactly is the money supposed to be given for? So the Mordechai writes, one of the great Rishonim writes, in his commentary on Maseches Megillah, Masha nochsnim gimel machtzios lepurim. Why do we give the machtzis hashekel before Purim? And the practice is you have three coins in there, like the Ramah tells us. Mishum dechsiv beparshas kisisa, because in Parshas Kisisa it says, gimel machtzis hashekel. When we learn about the original obligation to give machtzis hashekel that Moshe Rabbeinu asked them to do in Parshas Kisisa, so it says machtzis hashekel three times. Uvamakam she'en aniyim, and the Mordechai writes, really the money that we give before Purim is just a zecher. It's to remind us that we used to give money to the Beis HaMikdash. Now that we don't have Beis HaMikdash, what do we give it for? Writes the Mordechai, it's supposed to go for the aniyim. So it's really a little bit of a fake, because you go tomorrow in shul, or you go whenever it is, and you're going to see one basket that says Matanas Le'Avyonim that Rabbi Billet is collecting. The other basket is going to say Machtzis HaShekel. The answer is it's all going to the same place, because the Matanas Le'Avyonim is supposed to be for the poor people. The Machtzis HaShekel nowadays is also going for the poor people. So it's just another way of getting people to give money, which the truth is, it started in the days of the Gaonim. My father told me on many occasions that the Gaonim had a job. The head of the Yeshivas HaGaonim had a job that he had to be the fundraiser as well. So this was a gimmick that he came up with one year to try to get people to give money. So he said, we're going to give a Machtzis HaShekel. This way people will give money to the poor boys in the yeshiva who are not able to support themselves. So it says the Mordechai, the whole objective of the Machtzis HaShekel that we follow today, that we have this practice of giving it before Purim, is really just a means of getting people to give more money for aniyim, more money for tzedakah. And like we mentioned yesterday, when one has a choice, either to emphasize the Seuda of Purim or the Mishloach Manos of Purim on the one hand, or to emphasize the Matanas Le'Avyonim, the Rambam says clearly the greatest way that a person can have a simcha on Purim is to give as much money as possible to Matanas Le'Avyonim or to Machtzis HaShekel, whatever it is, to the Aniyim. That is the greatest way to be Misameach on Purim. And this is the way the Achronim understood why it is that we give Machtzis HaShekel before Purim as well. So this is a very important issue, and this is something that I think is the practice all over the world, that we give Machtzis HaShekel. This is what the Ramah writes as well. Now, there is a major discussion amongst the Gedolei HaRishonim exactly who has the obligation to give Machtzis HaShekel. So this is a very important question that turns out to be a machlokas between the Bar Tanura and the Tosas Yom Tov. Both of them have a commentary on the side of the Mishnayos. And it turns out it's not only a machlokas between the two of them, it's a machlokas between many other Rishonim as well. The reason why there's a discussion is because if you look in Parshas Kisisa, it's not exactly clear who had to give Machtzis HaShekel. So, we have two different psukim in Parshas Kisisa. One pasuk says, Kol ho'over al ha'pkudim machatzis ha'shekel. Everybody has to give Machtzis HaShekel once they are considered to be of age, of godless, once they are a bar deah, once they are obligated in other mitzvahs. The other pasuk says, Mi ben esim shana v'mala yitain trumas Hashem. The other pasuk says, once somebody is 20 years old, they have to give Machtzis HaShekel. And from here, developed a major discussion about which one is it? Who has to give Machtzis HaShekel? So many understood that here the pasuk is describing two different obligations that they had. Some say that the first obligation that the Torah is mentioning is everybody had to contribute for the Adonim in the Mishkan. Everybody had to contribute for the building, the construction of the Mishkan. And that was all across the board. That was whether you were a 20-year-old, whether you're a 13-year-old, everybody had to give the money. The second one is talking about the contribution that we had to give toward the Karbanos Tzibur. And we assume that the only ones who had to contribute toward the Karbanos Tzibur were those who were over 20 years old. However, those who were not did not have an obligation. And from here stems the major dispute, the major discussion about who has an obligation to contribute to Machtzis HaShekel. Is that really the proper way to understand the discrepancy between these two psukim? Or perhaps there's a different way to understand it. And this is a major issue, because Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes very famously that when we daven Musaf on Shabbos, what is Musaf all about? Why are we davening Musaf? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, says the Shulchan Aruch, Musaf is all about Unishalma Parm Svasenu, because we used to have a Beis HaMikdash where we offered a carbon Musaf on Shabbos or Yom Tiv. So therefore, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we daven in the place of offering that carbon. That's why we daven Musaf. And that's why in the Tefillah HaMusaf, when we talk about all the intricate details of the karbanos, of Yom HaShabbos, Nechavos HaMenei Shana Tamimim, this is why we mention all of these paragraphs in Musaf. Well, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. can you have a 13-year-old boy who is now a bar mitzvah, can he serve as the chazan for Musaf on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So you'll say, what kind of question is that? Once he's a bar chiyuva, once he's of age, you'll say, of course he's allowed to be the chazan. The same way we would allow him to be the bal korei, and the same way we would allow him to be the chazan for any other part of davening, why wouldn't we also allow him to be the chazan for this part of davening as well? Why should Musaf be any different? And the answer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, is because, well, Musaf is really patterned directly off of the Karban Musaf that we used to offer in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not clear that a 13-year-old had an obligation to contribute to the Karban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash. It could be, based on the Psukim and Parshas Kisisa, it is very well possible that only once a child turned 20 did they have an obligation to contribute to the Karbanos, but before that time, they had no obligation at all. And therefore, this is a major issue, perhaps an issue la'halacha, that should we allow a 13-year-old to be the one to serve as the chazan for Musaf or not? I remember that as a child, I was a bal tefila. I was blessed with a voice that I'm able to do that. And my father always was careful to try to point out to the gabbai, I know you want my son to daven, it's very nice, but have him daven shachris. Have him daven shachris. Don't let him daven Musaf. So, obviously, it's just a chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes this chumrah. It's very questionable whether or not we assume that this is accepted la'alacha. Obviously, if a katan davens for the, I'm sorry, if a 13-year-old boy davens for the Amud Musaf, it wouldn't be ma'akev. It doesn't hold us back from actually performing the mitzvah. However, my father said, why not? If you have the option either to ask my son to daven Musaf or to daven shachris, you may as well ask him to daven shachris and not get involved in the whole shayla. So that's with regard to those who are 13 to 20. Should they be obligated to do this or not? What about with regard to women and children? Do they have an obligation to give machatzis hashekel? This is a very good question. The Magen Avram discusses this, and he says that there were those who had the practice that afilu hamu'ubaros nosnos avur v'ladehem. The Magen Avram quotes that there were those who felt that even when a woman is pregnant, even when the child is not yet born, she should go and give machatzis hashekel on behalf of the uber that hasn't even been born. So that, the Magen Avram responds, lo yadati mina lehai. Says the Magen Avram, that sounds outlandish. That I've never heard of. I don't know what the source of such an idea is. So he says he thinks that's a little bit too far. However, the Acharonim do quote in the name of the Yerushalmi that when we talk about the obligation of machzis hashekel, it could be that back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, women shared in the obligation of machzis hashekel as well. Because the pasuk says ze yitnu kol ha'over al hapkudim. That means kol ha'over means perhaps anyone, which means even if you're a child, even if it's a woman, so everybody has to contribute to the machzis hashekel. That is the idea that some put forth in the name of the Yerushalmi. And based on that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that Yisrael Kedoshim, this is his terminology, he says, these holy Jews who took upon themselves a zecher l'machzis hashekel, these Jews who nowadays give something to commemorate that unbelievable mitzvah, machzis hashekel, that was to fund their karbanos back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, writes the Yavitz, hechmiru al atzmam, they were machmir on themselves, laseis gam ba'ad kol echad mibanim hazcharim haktanim. They took upon themselves to give money even for the children that are younger than bar mitzvah. So we as parents, we come to shul, we're going to give some money to tzedakah machzis hashekel for ourselves, give a few more dollars for your wife, or for your mother, for your whoever it might be that might not be able to come to shul on their own. And then many have the practice that they also give for their young children who are beneath the age of 20, and even some have the practice to give for those who are beneath the age of bar mitzvah. So you say, what obligation do they have? Writes the Yavitz, look, you can't really lose. If all the money that we're giving is just going to tzedakah anyway, and that's really what the objective of Purim is all about, to help out others as much as we can, so we may as well try to do that. However, one thing to keep in mind is, the Mishnah Berurah writes, I'm sorry, the Magen Avram, others say is, once a parent decides that they want to take upon themselves the chumrah of giving machzis hashekel for both the husband and the wife and the children who are under bar mitzvah, whoever it might be, then he says you got to be careful because it might be considered a minhag tov. It might be considered something that you've taken upon yourself, which needs a hataras nedarim to break later on. So once you decide you want to do this, then you're in it forever. Then you have to do it until your children become adults and are able to give on their own. So again, is a person absolutely obligated to do that? Obviously not. But there are many who had the practice that since all the money is going to tzedakah regardless, we should try to do it anyway. So this is a question. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others discuss as well, is it really important, you know, sometimes on Purim you go over to people while they're giving the machzis hashekel, they think it's important to pick up the coins. Is there really any significance to picking up those coins that are in the basket? Is that really what this idea is all about. So many say that it is unnecessary. I know my father always told me it's better not to pick up the coins. We don't want to make it too similar to the Machzis HaShekel of the Beis HaMikdash, because perhaps somebody will make a mistake and not really fully understand what it is that we're trying to accomplish. So he felt, you give the money, you put a few dollars in, the coins are just there to remind us of the old, old story of what it was like in the Beis HaMikdash to have the opportunity to give Machzis HaShekel, and we daven meheri yibana Beis HaMikdash, we should have the chance to do it once again. But in the end of the day, we all remind ourselves, as we perform this great minhag that was started by the Gaonim, we should remind ourselves that it is only a zecher of the Machzis HaShekel. And as the Gaonim themselves wrote, we have to make sure that when we give it, nobody has in mind that this is supposed to be intended to go toward the Beis HaMikdash and it should be the property of Hegdash. That wouldn't be good at all. All we want is that the money that we're contributing should go toward the Aniyim, toward the poor people in our community who can use our help on Purim.